Interesting poll out this month from Mott Children's Hospital. The Mott poll comes out monthly as they take a look at parents' views on their children and their health care. And this month, it concerns privacy in teen health care. Preventive care visits offer a key opportunity to both address teens' health needs and to help them become more engaged in their own health care. But in 2 out of 3 parents are agreeing that it is important for providers to talk privately with teens during health care visits. Joining us to talk about this is Mott Poll co-director Sarah Clark on the Lucy Ann Land Show, 1290 WLBY. This can be a touchy subject, can't it?
It's kind of like everything about parenting a teen, right?
Yeah.
It's a time where there are a lot of changes, and healthcare is no different from the other aspects where the teen is beginning to become their own independent person, and parents really need to help facilitate that. But still, they're responsible for the teen getting appropriate health care. So it's a balance.
Well, it's interesting to note that in this poll, and I think among my friends, what the concerns are is that if you have alone time with the provider, it's interesting that so many parents think that is important. But on the other hand, they still want to be in charge. This is their child. They want to know what's going on. And it's important to those parents to have that access. Do they lose that control when a child has private time with a healthcare provider?
I'm going to say in most cases, in almost all cases, no. And I want to circle back and point out why it's so beneficial. What we found in our poll is that a lot of parents are still kind of taking over the healthcare visit. The parent is checking in. The parent is filling out the health history form or the screening form. The parent is telling the doctor, what's the reason for the visit today? You notice I didn't say the teen is doing that, right?
Yeah.
So when parents are so taking over other aspects, what the private time alone with the doctor is for the provider and the teen to talk about, okay, teen, what's important to you? How are you doing? What questions do you have about your health, your growth, your body development, whatever? And so part of why it's very important to do that is to give the teen some space to learn how to have their own conversations with a doctor, get comfortable doing that, get comfortable asking questions, get comfortable describing symptoms. That's all something that we learn how to do. And so we have to create space for teens to learn to do it.
I think you're onto this because I know some college students out there who call home to have their parents make the appointments. College students, that shocks me.
But if we don't ever give teens a chance to practice before they leave college, then that's what we should expect. And I'm not blaming parents. I think they believe they're doing the right thing. But I'm going to give you an example. It is recommended that pediatricians screen teenagers for depression. And, you know, we've talked about this before, right? There have been a lot of rising rates of mental health. And so there's a brief screening form where teens just sort of report their symptoms. Often parents are the ones filling out that form. We're not screening the parent. You're a different patient. We want to know what the teen is feeling. So it's just really important that at preventive visits, especially those well child checkups, when a teen is there, it's really important that we put that teen front and center on the stage at those visits.
Is there a worry that by having the parent answer all the questions and the parent be so intrinsically involved in their child's health care that the child won't confess to whatever might be happening that could illuminate a problem for the doctor?
Yes, I think that is very much a worry. And I also think it's not necessarily always something bad, right? And kids are confused. It's fine to have days where you're sad or days where you feel like you're worried about things. That is a great opportunity for, again, a conversation with a provider. provider might, for example, make sure, now, do you have somebody that you talk to when you feel sad? Do you have friends at school? Do you have, you know, there's a quick assessment that they can do in the conversation. If the parent is too present, or sometimes the parent is quick to answer, oh, no, he's fine. Well, parent, you might not always know what your kid is dealing with. You know, parents will also say, with those middle school and sometimes high school, sometimes they talk less. They're not the little chatterboxes we had in elementary school. And so there's just, again, that natural part of teens sort of pulling away, becoming their own person. We need to make sure that we adapt our healthcare visits so that the providers can help parents support that teen as they go through this stage.
Sarah Clark with us. She is co-director of the Mott Pole out of C.S. Mott Children's Hospital at the University of Michigan. So, Sarah, state laws can vary on these issues concerning minors' ability to consent to certain services, reproductive health, mental health, substance use services. What does the state of Michigan say?
We do have teens able to consent to getting those services. It doesn't mean that parents are never involved. Often they're very involved, but there are some instances where the family dynamic may make it important for a teen to be able to go get a pregnancy test or a test for an STD or something like that. You know, I think even though all parents would prefer that the relationship is good enough for them to be involved, I think we can all admit there are situations where that's probably not going to happen. And we would want teens to get the best care. A way that it's different, though, even within Michigan, has to do with the electronic health records and the patient portal. So here at the University of Michigan, I think it's around 13 or 14, that now parents can't necessarily see the specific information for their teen's healthcare visits. The teen would have to give the parent permission. And that was designed to protect teen confidentiality. I would say it's really hard for parents. They get frustrated. I don't know that we always explain it very well. And that's one thing we found in our poll. Parents aren't getting explanations about this. And so they don't understand it. And it makes them feel concerned. And so it's incumbent upon the healthcare providers to do a better job helping parents understand what's going on and why those changes around privacy and confidentiality are intended to help everybody.
I'm conflicted over this. And I guess if you trust your doctor to be giving the correct advice to your child, you can feel good about that situation. But we all know that children's brains are not fully formulated, and that can be an issue here. And so you're really relying on this adult, this professional, to give the right kind of advice, correct?
You know, you are. Every pediatrician I know, and I know lots of them, they will say, even in the cases where we have a situation going on related to reproductive health or mental health, they always try to encourage the teen to involve family, to involve a parent, or if not a trusted adult. Nobody's preference is to be sneaky about it or do things behind somebody's back. And in most cases, I think they're successful. Like, you know, it's okay to tell your mom. You should, like, give her a chance. I think she's going to understand this situation. If you want to, we can do it at this visit and I'll be right here. Right. That's a common way a pediatrician might encourage the teen to involve the mom. And so it isn't necessarily always a loss of the parent's involvement. And again, I'm just putting a little asterisk there because once in a while, something is going on in that family where, like, we need it to be a little separate. But that's very rare. More often, what we're trying to do is allow the teen to develop their independence and still keep the parent involved in an appropriate way.
Sarah Clark with the Mott Poll this month, and you can check out all the details at mottpoll.org. 9 in 10 parents think they should see all of their teens' medical records up to age 18, but a compelling case for why privacy is also important for these teens and their overall health. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.